Blog Talk Radio.
This is Great Inferno. Today is Wednesday. It's 12 p.m. Time for another segment. Today's segment, we are going to break that down to politics and a half hour and business on the second halftime, or, you know, another half hour. Today what I would like to talk about is the upcoming election. The McCain-Palin and the Obama-Biden camp. I'm no political analysis, so I'm no good at I didn't go to school for to be a politician. But I've decided who to vote for, and I hope you guys are, you know, doing the same thing, just finding out what your candidate's doing, and check their background and whatnot, and make sure that you line up on what you believe in. Just like McCain, Palin, the Republicans, and more kind of a conservative point of view there, and the Obama on the other hand are the liberals and the Democrats So hopefully you guys you get your you choose a side. Now the recent news that I've been hearing is about this Palin's link to Senator Stevens. How the media is trying to linked and accused her of guilt of associations. Somewhat it's the same tactics they're using for the conservatives or the Republicans using against Obama. It's the guilt of associations with the with the Reverend Wright, and also with the Resco and the the Weather Underground weatherman terrorist, Bill Ayers. Now let me here's my opinion on that. Let's start with the with Palin and Stevens. I don't really know what's going on between that and the whatever Senator Stevens did, or whatever he's guilty of. But you can see that I don't think Palin has something to do with that. I don't believe that it's just with him all along, with whatever he did, and of course they're friends. They're in the same they're politician, they're politics, and they do politics stuff. That's what I can say. Ooh, the coffee's hot, but with the, I'm pretty sure that Senator Stevens, nobody's perfect, okay? You're going to make a mistake. You will be tempted to do, bad stuff or to do evil things. And that's one of the drawbacks of being a human or being a man. You get tempted, Now, and I see that, I'm pretty sure Stevens believes, somewhat lining up with Palin's beliefs, as far as, like, conservatism, as far as, like, somewhat, like, religion, foreign policy, anything. On the other hand, Obama and Biden, those are the people on and the left, the Democrats, the liberal, you know, liberal point of view, liberal ideology. And I mean, to be honest with you, I believe that Obama is the most, you know, liberal and you know, liberal, kind of liberal, almost extremist. I mean, for what he believes when it comes to abortions and stuff like that. And that's something that I don't agree with, Mr. Obama. That's because of, you know, what I believe. And if you believe this, you know, if you feel it, believe different, you know, more power to you. But that is the thing that I'm trying to say with the Palin and Link and with the link with Senator Stephen. Now, Obama's associated or still associated with, if you, you know, read on that, and he, you know, he said that himself. I mean, that's, you know, with his Ayers, with Bill Ayers, I was watching a debate the other a couple of weeks ago, and kind of, you know, he addressed that, and McCain answered that. I mean, McCain questioned that, and McCain said that you know, we need more answer on that. And well, he said Obama said, well, you know, he did what it does best, was just kind of spin the stuff. And he said, well, he was you know, with Bill Ayers, he was 8 years old. And they did this thing together, and to help the community. And Obama trying to and point out that within that group that he belonged to with Ayers and all of them, that included you know, some maybe a guy that used to work with the, you know, Ronald Reagan. And also, there's a couple Republican. Now, my question is: just because they're Republicans, and it's just because that he worked with the person that was there with him, just because they were with, you know, used to work with Reagan or Republican, it doesn't make it right. You know, I mean, guilt of association. I mean, if I too partner with the person, like that I'm doing business, and I'm interviewing the person, and asking him, you know, what do you believe in, or I would have to check his background or his or her background, and if I find out if they do something like that, something like, you know, like Bill Ayers did, I mean, that's just, there's no way that I would, you know, that I would continue on, or that I would hire him, or that I would partner with them, just because of, you know, that's what I believe. But he didn't care about that. It's just because of, you know, that's because of his point of view. That's because of his ideology, and because of his, you know, what his agenda, you know, to get to know the radical left, and to use the system, and to, you know, to get ahead, to climb up that political ladder. Now, and that's the difference. That's the difference. What I mean by between that Palin linking to Stevens, or and Obama linking to other to his associations. And recently, I was reading this news and. Actually watching, not reading. Well, reading at the same time. Watching TV and reading. But you all know the Senator Martha, you know, the one that said, remember back in the day when he said he made comments about the Marines and Haditha in Iraq, which he is, you know, getting sued for that. I think the Marines are suing them. I don't know how many of them is doing it, but you know, you don't actually see that on mainstream media. That Senator Martha, you know, he's from Pennsylvania. You know, he's pro Obama, of course, because he's a Democrat. And recently, he said that one second here. Why did they beep? I think I'm getting a. Anyway, that he's. What do you call that? That, you know, people in Pennsylvania are racist and they're redneck. You know, it says something about that they will not vote for someone that is the color of their skin. End quote. I'm just paraphrasing this, but something along that line. He said that because of Pennsylvania, has yet to learn, and then there's racists and they're rednecks. It's just a redneck state. And it's getting he's taking a heat on that. The here's my take on that. Of course, I mean, racism is not cool, and unfortunately, it still exists. Now, I mean, he's kind of I think he's using a what they call the reverse psychology on people. It's because Barack Obama being black. I don't want to support McCain. I don't want to be called racist. No one want to be called racist nowadays, or be known to be a racist, because racism is bad. Being racist is. It kind of puts you into that a bad guy category because you're a racist. But if you look at it though, racism plays on both sides. Whether you be like Asians, like myself, I'm a Filipino. Whether you be black, you be like a black person, a white, white person, whites, European, Russians, it's there. Okay, it's I've heard a lot of stuff on when I'm like whether it be like Hispanic or Mexicans. I mean, they'll talk about other races. They'll talk about the other race to the extent of you don't want to associate it with them. I know that some of my friends and then Filipino community, they'll talk about. Black people, they'll talk about white people, they'll talk about, other race. And it goes with black people. You can really see it. I know a lot of African American that has a different color of skin than I do. That they will talk about other race, mainly white. They will vote for they're going to vote for Obama because of the color of his own skin. They believe that is this is what it's all about, and that it's time to put an African American up in the White House. There are not. Acknowledging, or they're not, that what he believes, that where he came from, and what he stands for, they are not paying attention, because they're blinded. I mean, if there's a Filipino American that, that running for president right now, that is like pro-life, has a liberal extremist liberal point of view. I mean, I would not vote for that guy. I would not vote for that person, because it doesn't line up with my belief. I mean, it's just because they see that I see that as being putting an African American or up in the White House is bigger bigger than the abortions and amnesty, foreign policy, and stuff like that. It's bigger than that, I totally disagree. I just totally disagree. That's, but once again, that is their opinion, and I have mine, you know. On that thought, I'm gonna have to take a break and just go ahead and listen to Night Under. Oh, this one. Okay, that's pretty quick, and that's a quick break over there, but hold on a second. Okay, America needs to know. That's what McCain's calling out or saying about this another bullet to fire at Obama, and it's getting close. Next Tuesday, I hope you guys get up and vote. And whoever you're gonna vote for, you gotta get up and vote. No, don't be lazy. Just get up and vote. Speaking of voting, you got this. You seen this ad about Barack Obama asking a citizen to take a day off. The meaning that ask your teacher, professors, ask your boss, or ask your ask. Mainly, he wants to ask for a day off so you can vote. The thing is, in this is like I think he's setting a bad example. I mean, you don't just tell him, it's like, hey, take a day off of whatever, ask for a day off. It's not. I don't think that's cool. I don't think that's good for economy. Asking for if everyone, let's say you have 100 employees. And 75 of those are like registered voters or are voting, and they all ask for a day off. I mean, that's how you're gonna run your company. How you're gonna run your I mean, it'll probably shut down. That's basically that's what he wants to do. Obama's trying to do. He's trying to And this is a big deal. I mean, he wants to shut down the thing, and it's like, hey, this is a big day for me, so take a day off. And I think that, like I said, it's bad for economy, and he's setting a bad example. That's what my take on that. Now, then McCain, it's kind of a not doing anything. I mean, that's Obama's up to the poll. I mean, he's leading on a poll, and like McCain and Palin has to, they. I'm saying that not they have to do anything and something drastically. I mean, they have just do whatever they're doing right now. They don't have to do anything. That can hurt their campaign. Thing is, those polls, you can't really go into the polls and make a decision there and say, oh, yeah, McCain's lost, Obama's up a double digit now, McCain's lost. I mean, you gotta understand that those are, I don't believe in polls. That's the thing. Thing is, you have to go out there and Tuesday and vote, and we'll see from there, that recently this LA Times, LA Times, refused to release a videotape of what this guy named Khalidi. Oh. Hold on a second here. And then John McCain calling the LA Times, of a double standard, because they don't want to release the Obama Khalidi tape. Rashid Khalidi is a professor and you know he's an activist tied to the PLO, Palestinians, PLO, you know, that's Palestinians. And you know, he was seen in that video with Barack Obama. You know, with him at the dinner for the Palestinian activist. And and a side note, Barack Obama is actually endorsed, or Hamas preferred Barack Obama to win. And that's just an aside note. Because they see him as a fellow Muslim, you know, which is ridiculous, you know. They see him as they hope, as they only hope to, you know, to turn United States of America into a Muslim nation. And they believe that is the work of their God, work of Allah, what they call it. Now back to the LA Times. The LA Times says that you know it promises not to show the tape, and they won't even discuss the show or where he came from. Because it's just bad for Obama's campaign. How is that bad? I mean, it's not like we don't know that Obama has a liberal extremist point of view. It's not like we don't know that he is associated or has been associated with extremist like Mr. Mayors or whether underground leader. It's not like we don't know that you know he has a left wing agenda or ideology. But at the same time, if the LA Times has, you know, if they do have that copy of that videotape, and I mean, they are supporting Barack Obama, or they have their, you know, they are in the tank with Barack Obama, the campaigns. I mean, that they're not going to do it. Of course not. That would be stupid of them to do it. Well, apparently the tape that with the dinner party with the Palestinian activists and with that Mr. Ayers, and still it says unrepentant terrorist, and he was at the Palestinian activist dinner party. That's what they that's what they do, and that's what a tape, and they're trying to get that, and of course they're not going to release that. It's McCain being dumb here. I mean, it's just they're not going to release it unless you know, someone that works at the LA Times, you know, that was just kind of a, you know, I would like this, give me some money, you know, I mean, you got to pay them, you know, show some money, they'll leak, you know, but, McCain is trying to point out that he said, I can guarantee you that if there's a tape with me and Sarah Palin and some neo-Nazi or one of those, if you think the tape would be made public. Of course. Yes. That's of course they're going to do that. You know, I mean, every little dirty or sick secret that you have, or, you know, they still have this thought, and that, you know, that Sarah Palin and McCain has this skeleton in the closet. Because that's what they want. They want to just put the nail in the coffin. I mean, they think this is for sure thing that Obama's going to win. One of the newspapers in Texas, I believe that's in I don't know where it is, but yeah, well, somewhere in Texas, you know, because of they're not going to, you know, it's an election day on Tuesday, and they won't have a time or they won't. They're just not going to have time to print all those stuff if Obama wins, or if McCain wins and whatnot. But they kind of a jumping gun in there, and then they printed out, you know, they made lots of copies of him. It says the front page that Obama wins. It says Obama wins right on the front page with his pictures in it. And, you know, I don't know if there's pictures in it, but that's what I saw on the internet there with his pictures on it. But you know, they could change that. But and it's kind of they're for sure now. I mean, they're probably buying some champagnes, you know. They're getting all the stuff together, big conventions, and I know they're for sure is gonna win. I hope to, you know, it's because I think they are gonna be. I'll be laughing my butt off if they, you know, if it turns out to be a different. And they all just, I'll probably this is gonna be like a laugh of a lifetime. Now let's move on over here. As I mentioned today, earlier, that Obama's Hamas kind of with Obama or endorsed Obama, hoping that Obama would win. McCain, on the other hand, is being endorsed by Al Qaeda. The reason being is because Al Qaeda wants war. You know, Al Qaeda wants, they want to just kind of tire the American soldiers, the American army, you know, American. And, you know, Al Qaeda wants to keep fighting. Because when you put Obama there, when Obama wins the seat or wins the election, Al Qaeda thinks that Obama would pull the troops out. Well, that's what he's been trying to say. Obama's trying to say to pull the troops out. But in reality, I mean, you can't really put I mean, they will probably decrease the, you know, the troops out of there, but I don't think they're going to pull it out. Then Al-Qaeda thinks that, you know, if McCain wins, that's the only way for them to win, is to... to win the jihad war or the holy war they're trying to wave against the West. And let me find it over here. And okay. You know, when they have my computer is kind of slow right now. That's just 1 second. Hey, it's me again. Oh, I want to just close this segment over here, and then there's another halftime because we're going to be talking business in a couple of minutes here. But I wanted to point out the point I was trying to make earlier because of McCain and being endorsed by Al Qaeda and Obama's being endorsed by Hamas. The Obama, you know, Hamas thinks or they believe that Obama is the only way or, you know, their hope. To turn the United States into one of the Islamic or Islam nation, and the thing is, and I don't think it matters because it's, you know, they can endorse Obama, Hamas can endorse Obama if they want, Hamas is not going to be able to, you know, change his belief. I hope that, you know, that Obama doesn't have a belief that Hamas. I have, but Hamas believes that Israel should be wiped off the map, and Israel's a pig, and Israel and any other non-believers, and they're gonna do whatever they can to just mainly, I had said over the radio, but they, yeah, they want to, that's one of the, they want to kill him. That's, Hamas wants to, you know, kill every Jew. And McCain, Al-Qaeda is the, you know, it's more kind of a, you know, it's not Hamas. Hamas is based in Israel and Gaza and all that. And Al-Qaeda is based, and actually they are all over the place. You know, it's kind of a terror link. Hamas is not a terror link. Hamas is a terror organization. So that's the difference there. So it doesn't matter. Now, on this segment, I want to be able to talk about business. Okay? And let's also get your pens and paper right so we can be discussing that. Or I will be discussing that. Oh, boy. Now, I'm kind of surprised that gas, did, you know, the gas price is getting lower than the week ago. I believe it's $2.49 now. That's what I said last night. And I think we will continue to see that price go down. And on stocks, on the other hand, you know, with this fluctuation with Dow's and, you know, 400 there, 500 here, 300 there, you know, it kind of goes up, and that's like a roller coaster ride. And it's just scary. You know, if you think about it, that is one of the things that we have to look for. What I'm doing here is I'm trying to teach you or to inform you on what's going on in the market. If you can give me a couple minutes here, I would definitely get into my segment, to my topic. So, hold on a second here. Okay, I'm back over here. What the heck was that? I don't know what it was, but I didn't play that. No, the last one. Now, and you know, you gotta. I'm talking about this. You know, when it comes to the business, and the only thing that you know, people are really holding on to is their job. But once again, the job is, you know, not secured. There's insecurity in jobs, and the reason being there of that because of the other, you know, people are not really looking to do whatever it takes for them to be secured because of the because of jobs. I mean, you can always find jobs. That's what they say. That's what they think, and that's what they have you believe, as there's jobs there everywhere. Jobs right now is just like, it's like butter or ice. You know, it's melting. It's kind of melting away, you know. It's like putting a butter in the hot pan. It's just melting away. It's being liquefy. And a lot of people, you know, unfortunately, some of my friends and families are holding on to that. I mean, right now, don't get me wrong, I have a job, but, you know, I'm doing something on the side, and I'm doing something, and you probably all know that what I'm doing, but, you know, you got to do something, whether it be like selling pencils on the street, you know, have your plan B, what they call it. Build your boat before the flood, and build it big. You know, dig a hole before you, or dig your well before you get thirsty. And that's what I hear all the time. And a business prospect to that. I mean, if a lot, I know a couple guys that wanted to, you know, they want to start their own business. You know, whether it be like, you know, this have I know this guy that's wanted to start his own business on selling stuff online. Whether it be, you know, like he mentioned about getting it wholesale and then selling it on eBay or any other storefront. And, you know, having that was actually just, I mean, I've done that. I'm not saying it's not going to work, but I'm just saying it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some dedication. So, and it's, you know, I mean, it's all about, what I'm trying to say is all about working smarter than harder, okay? A lot of, you know, if you have let's say, $1 million or $2 million to start your own thing, let's say you want to start a restaurant, would you, like, just buy off, like, a land, put up a building there and, you know, start selling your burgers and fries there? You know, I think not. I mean, I hope that's not what you're going to do. But if you have, business consultants, business partners, you know, and you consult them, and, you know, what they're going to tell you is to follow a system or a proven plan, which is, you know, look into, like, you know, building your own, like, franchise, like a McDonald's. McDonald's already there. It's already set up. It's already, the system is, you know, all you have to do is make burgers and fries, and all, you know, that's, unfortunately, it's not for everybody. So, yeah, I mean, if you have $2 million, yeah, I think you're going to be able to open up your own McDonald's. I mean, probably multiple of them. And that's, you know, that's a difference. Now, if you don't have a $2 million, let's say you just have a $2,000, where are you going to go with that? You know, nowhere. So just put that back in the bank and give it a really hard thought on what are you going to do with it. Let's just say, I mean, a lot of people that they want to take risk. You know, they like to take risk, and that's just like me. I like to take risk. You know, if I have like millions of dollars to invest, you know, I would invest on, you know, something that I would think that I could be profitable. And of course, I do a lot of searching, and I do a lot of figure things out before I, you know, before I move on, before I jump into that. And that's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. Find some things you want to, like, maybe want to do, and, you know, and then go from there. Okay, I'm going to take a little break here.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me. Oh, sinners, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that little song there. That's the only song that I have on file, so I'm probably getting tired of that because I played that the last time. Here's the things I'm gonna share with you is the, you know, the insecurity of jobs. Jobs are the not. You know, that's not my cup of tea, but, you know, I do what I do best. You know, I just show up in my work and do my work, do my job, and then go home and, you know, and whatnot, spend time with my family. And that's what the other people see. They're just like, man, is that all you do? Well, not really. You know, I'm plugged into this, what they call a Market America. It is an unfranchised system. They call it unfranchised because it's similarity to franchise. You know, you can look it up. You can go to unfranchised.com. Or you can go to my website, marketamerica.com/poniente, P-O-N-I-E-N-T-E. Or you can just go to shopinsuperhighway.com, same thing. I just got an email or a blog and one of these things that came from one of the Market America founder. And he was talking about, like, the storms and which, you know, I spent a lot of time reading that blog. And it's kind of moved me and, you know, with this business, with this things going on, the job security, the rising unemployment. I believe my family need this. Whether we, family, like my wife, kids, you know, they're going to need this. They're going to need something like this. I don't want my kids to, I want them to, you know, maybe go to college and learn stuff, but you know, I don't want them to be depending on, you know, a job. Like, you know, I don't want them saying, hey, I'm going to go find a job. You know, they can do whatever they want on the side, but still, you know, like I said, you got to have something to do and like a plan B. The storm that the storm too is just talking about the Jay Reidinger, which is the founder of Market America. He's talked about the jobs and rising unemployment in here, and you know that's a lot of thing going on here. And I can tell you numerous people that are getting laid off or getting hours getting cut, and they have to, you know, unfortunately have to and end up going back into, step one or going back into whatever they started from, like, we're just looking for a job and and start all over again. Don't get me wrong, it's okay to start all over again. What I'm saying is just like if you rely on jobs, you got to keep doing that. You got to keep going back, you know, climb up that corporate ladder, and all of a sudden you reach or high enough that they don't want you to make more money, and they will cut you and lay you off. And the Storm 3 that Jay Ridinger talked about, the real estate, the mortgage, and the Wall Street turmoil, and he talked about that. You know, I mean, to me, the stocks are just like gambling. You know, it might as well just, you know, take you money out of your thing. I'm not saying you do that, but I'm just. I'm just saying that, you know, it's just like same thing. It's taking your money out of the bank and then go to the New York casino and play it on a slot. You probably have more chances to double your money that way. But you know, I mean, a lot of people have to argue. It's like you got to know what you got to do. You know, you have to know what you you know, you have to know what you do or what you're doing in the stock market. And I mean, of course. I mean, you can't just like go there blind. You can't just, you know, put your money on the thing blind. But you know, the reality is that's, you know, you got to face it. It functions the same thing. The one they talked about is he's talking about the answer and what the answer is. You know, people need to look to something like this. Well, you know, people have to look into this. This is it. There's nothing something like this, like Market America, like what I'm doing. And you know, it's no brainer. It's not, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure things out. You know, I'm not here to convince people. I'm just here to give information. I mean, there's things out there, and other people the things that there's no hope. And I know there's people out there that they're doing what, you know, they think they're doing, and you know, my question is, you know, you have to really look into what you're currently doing, and you know, does your business have a long-term effect? What I mean is like, let's say you are selling a widget. And, you know, you're doing that yourself. Let's say, you know, it takes you like maybe half hour to make a widget, you know. I mean, is your business ready to explode? You know, let's say that we just got like really popular and, you know, you can end up what? Hiring another person to make that widget. You're going to have to teach him. You're going to have to train him, you know. And then when you get bigger and then you're going to have to get a crew or, you know, a warehouse or, you know, the manager manage that and yada, yada, yada. And then, you know, and it's, and if you're the only one knows how to do the widget or you're the only one knows how to do that kind of stuff, you're kind of stuck. You're not, your business is not ready to explode. And that's a lot of, I've seen a lot of the company here and a lot of people that, you know, they don't think that way. They don't think the 5 years down the road. Who's your competition? What are they doing that you're not doing? Why are they successful? You know, Walmart has killed a lot of small businesses, mom and pops, and so is McDonald's. Stuff like, you know, big companies like that, big retailers, they come into town and just kills everyone. Not literally, but kill their businesses. You know, a big retailer like that, you know, if you got to find a way to join them, you know, you can't beat them. If you can't beat them, join them. You know, that's why my website, American America, is partnered with Walmart, you know, with Google, with eBay, because, you know, they're big. And you know, one of these day, and I believe that, Market America is going to be a household name. So look into something that I do. Well, I only have 10 minutes. Look at that. See? Um, I didn't have no guests. I was gonna have guests today, and I was gonna have a co-host, but you know, they're not getting paid. We're not professionals, so you know, things comes up, and here I am, left all alone, all alone. And that's the you know the business that we're talking about. And if you own a business and let's say online, you know, you have potential. You are ready to explode because that the future is heading towards is towards you can't even imagine the thing. The internet right now, it's in our hands and you know it's available to us, and it's still new. You know, the internet's been maybe 10 years, not even, I don't know, yeah, something like that. Could you imagine like 20 years, you know, 30 years from now, and the internet it's moving so fast that, or it keep upgrading. Right now we have Internet Explorer 7, you know, Firefox 3 or whatnot. I don't know where they are right now, but we have you know, the widget. We have a lot of stuff. Web 2.0. I mean, if you're not plugged in with the internet right now, I mean that is just it's gonna leave you. It's gonna leave you. You know, it's so what I'm plug in today. I mean, you know, look, get your email, get you know, look, surf online, buy things online. You know, find a way to promote yourself, whether it be like you know looking for a job. I mean, that's you know you can go to LinkedIn.com and linked or network with other businesses or with other professionals that they can who can recommend you to big companies. You know, if you want to LinkedIn with your friends and family, go to MySpace or Facebook, and I can guarantee you that. You know, 5 or 6 of your families are using Facebook or MySpace. So, yeah, for business perspective, you know, MySpace and Facebook is a good tool also. However, you know, like any other things, you have to really careful when who you adding and who you talking to. It's just like being out there in the world. You do have to put your guards up, and you have to be wise. You know, if you wanna shop online, that's the same thing. Look into the websites if it's secured or has a SSL or secured line or you know stuff like that. Now, the business what I'm saying is business prospects or business aspects of it. It's plug it in. It's like you know, if you have a floor store or you're a florist, and if you have your own place, look into like getting some plug it into have an e-commerce where people can just log in the internet and order from there, you know, so that they don't have to come to your place to buy the florist to be sent to their loved ones or you know, to their families. So conveniency is what you wanna aim, and also expandability, and also products that are consumable, and products and services. So if that's a business that you know, if you're running into that thought that I want to start my own business, so look into that. You know, and a lot of, you know, people out there, they say, I want to start my own business and selling knickknacks and selling a lot of stuff like this. Buy it in wholesale and sell it on you know, make 100% profit, yada, 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 and stuff like that. You know, you have to look at, is my product, consumable? You know, are they going to keep coming back here to buy some stuff? You know, if you're selling a vacuum, do you think people are going to come back and say, hey, I'm running out of vacuum, I want some another one? Oh, of course, but vacuum will break down, but, you know, chances are, you know, the company or individual not going to go back to you because, you know, you won't have, they're probably going to try out something else, you know. Now, a lot of I know there's a big company, a vacuum company out there that they're really doing a good job on producing their product because they're so big. And but you know, for individual, it's not the right thing or business to start with. Selling knickknacks, if you know, you can get that in wholesales. Oh yeah, you can buy it, knickknacks and stuff like that, and like from wholesale or eBay or something like that, and then resell it again and resell it. The thing is, you're gonna, you know, where are you gonna keep all of that? Where are you gonna find your customers? Of course, you're gonna find the customers by looking into, you know, talking to people and advertising and stuff like that. But once again, you are going to compete with, I mean, if you sell things on eBay, I mean, it's not like you're the only one's going to be selling that on eBay, you know. It's not like, you know, like I said, it's not like if they buy that stuff, you know, let's say you make like, you know, like maybe 50% profit, are they going to come back to you? Are they, you know, is your buyer consumable? You know, with the vacuum, what they're doing with the Auric guy, I don't know who's that old guy that I see it on page on the infomercial, but anyway, yeah, he's still like the vacuum, but he's not just in a vacuum. He's in the air filter, air purifier business. See what I mean? And also, he's in the iron business, like a steam iron business, because that's what he's trying to push. It's like, oh, you buy my Auric, I'll give you an air purifier and also the steam iron. Hey, you know, so you want to cater to a wide varieties of people, whether it be the baby boomers or generation of people, the millennials or the Generation X. You got to be able to cater to that, and it's get a product that is consumable, and so you get less headache that way. You know, it's not a business I do. I have a website. Yeah, I do one-on-one marketing. By you know, talking to the people, and instead of saying, telling them that I have something to sell, and I'm finding out what they need or what they want, you know, and then I'll provide that to them. See, there's a difference, you know, because people love to buy, but they hate to be sold. That's what J.R. Reitinger, the founder of Market America's slogan or quote, and Market America's product, you know, brokerage, and the powered by, you know, built by product and powered by people. And we talk to, like I said, it's one-on-one marketing because we analyze and figure out what does this individual wants and needs. If you guys more want one more, do you want more information, you can go to my website, shoppingsuperhighway.com, or you can go to onfranchise.com. And you know, you're gonna be able to find, you know, research it, so, and see what they what we have to offer. So with that, I'm gonna leave you here. Just hopefully that you learned something today, and sorry for if I'm not making sense. This thing is telling me that I only have 90 seconds. So here we go again.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that.